1976.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for us.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'll tell you what, every day I watch the genius of Ron Paul being acknowledged, recognized by more and more people. And, you know, those of you in the minority that still don't get it, our foreign policy issue this morning, Ron Paul was on Meet the Press. By the way, welcome to the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots of healing. Cut, Poison, Burn, the documentary film. Jim Navarro, who's featured in the film, his son Thomas lost his life due to the cancer industry and the government complex that prevents the real healing from taking place. Which, by the way, we covered last hour. We cured cancer on the air last hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got more to do this hour. Jim will join us in a little bit. But for now, we've got to cover a few news stories here. By the way, if you want to call in 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, live on the air, or during the week, 24-7, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We've got a lot more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour, so don't go anywhere. But first and foremost, foreign policy. Foreign policy in the news. Ron Paul's been saying for years, why are we giving money to these countries? Why are we giving money to Pakistan? Why are we nation building in Afghanistan? Anybody answer me that? Because, well, we've got to, because we've got to fight terrorism. We've got to go after Al-Qaeda. Well, did you see what Hamid Karzai said today, or is it yesterday? Well, that's right. If there's any problem with the U.S., we're siding with Pakistan. We've got an alliance. We'll go to war against the American people, not the U.S. government. You follow me? This is, and Ron Paul's been saying, end this madness, end this foreign aid. And what about Libya? Oh, the Gaddafi duck is dead. Did you hear this? Yes, that's right. Drone strike, whatever. Obama says, we didn't do it. NATO did it. 88% of NATO. Why don't, Gaddafi's dead. Guess what? Sharia law is alive in Libya. That's right. What have we just done? We've converted a secular government in Libya to a Sharia law extremist Islamic government. You gotta love it. And then you got the people in the Republican Party, much less Obama and the so-called Democrat Party, saying, well, we have to stay engaged worldwide. We have to manipulate. We have to buy these people off. If not, we send drones to them so that they'll like us. No, they hate us. They don't hate the American people so much as we've abandoned liberty. We've allowed the government to become hijacked and not only jump into what we call interventionism, but interventionism not only in a foreign context or concept, but domestically as well. The cancer industry is one great example of that. It's a horrible example, but it's a good one to make my point. Since Nixon declared war on cancer in about, 1971, about the time he was about to pull us off the gold standard, say, nobody can convert their dollars for gold here, nuh-uh, because we're printing money like there's no tomorrow. And then you got the sage man, Ron Paul, saying, this is a disaster. I'm going into government to warn you all, you people, crazy for abandoning the restriction on the printing of the counterfeiting of money in the way they did through the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 and the completion of that task. Your journey to the dark side is complete, right? Nixon goes, war on cancer. And since that time, by the way, Tom, I'm hearing a little echo. Can you hear that on your end, or is that just me? The war on cancer has been an abject failure. In fact, what the war on cancer has been is literally just a war on the people. It's a war on the freedom to heal. It's a war on the healers. It's a war on the families who are suffering from cancer, whether they be adults or children. War is not the answer. Have you heard that? This is not a 60s hippie talking. War is the health of the state. In this perpetual state of war, as Obama claims, oh, we're going to finally pull our troops out of Iraq. Bull snot. You're not pulling. You're going to keep the CIA, the private contractors, the private war-making machinery, and the U.S. taxpayers going to continue to fund it via stealing from them directly, via borrowing from China indirectly, or via counterfeiting and printing the money up, even if it's by entering digits into a computer somewhere and increasing the amount of Federal Reserve note dollars flooding the planet, wallpapering planet Earth. And the wheelbarrows will be rolling in so you can buy some white bread or drive up through the drive-thru and buy a 99-cent, will be a 99-million-cent, happy, slappy meal. And this is the kind of insanity we're dealing with. And then I got my good people, friends of mine, sometimes in the older generation, say, well, Ron Paul can't win. Ron, you better hope he does, or we're toast. And I'm not being negative here, but I'm just saying if the people still want to abandon liberty and pretend that the government can provide us all our needs, they're taking away every bit of the things we really need. And that is fundamentally life and liberty. Property, of course, is an extension of that. And the government should just merely defend our property rights. It's not that difficult, is it? It's not that difficult. But that's why you tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show every week, to get the complex made simple for you. Whether it be in the realm of healing or whether it be political healing, economic healing, of course, physiological health, emotional, mental, even spiritual issues. Because, honestly, this is a spiritual crisis. It is nothing less than that. It is nothing less than a spiritual crisis. Have we abandoned freedom? Have we abandoned creation itself in order to, what, extend material gains and benefit to the few who would be able to purchase influence in government, lobby it? It is a spiritual crisis. And by the way, lower the guest mic. This is what I'm hearing echoing through. Tom, can you help me out here? Lower the guest on this. I'm going to bring up Jim in a moment. But in the meantime, I've got some more things to say on this issue. I'll have Jim chime in on the cut, poison, burn story. But thank you. That's better. What we have is a spiritual crisis. We've abandoned liberty. Liberty has been given to us by not the Constitution, by not the Bill of Rights, but by God, by the Creator. And when we abandon creation and the principles of creation, and here I'm not talking about a 501c3 religion approved of by government or internal revenue. I'm talking about the direct link to the source of all sources. And when we abandon that, we ask for disaster. We ask for trouble. What is disease if not the abandonment of a connection to the source of all sources? It's disruptive. It takes away the ease and gives the dis-ease. Have you ever had divine discontent? Have you ever had divine that is the divine discontent, that you have this, there's something wrong here. There's something wrong here. I can't put my finger on it. It's like abandon liberty. And you'll find out there is absolutely something wrong here. And Ron Paul is not setting up to establish an American theocracy. Even if we can acknowledge Judeo-Christian principles at the heart of it or others, it's not about making a... Look, the United States has already established a state religion. And you people that worship in your 501c3 churches haven't figured this out yet. You'll go worship on Sunday or on Saturday, and guess what? Monday through Friday, you're worshiping at a cult. The cult of modern medicine. You turn your children over to these vaccine doctors to inject and sacrifice them on this altar to biological mysticism. There is already a world religion, and it's modern medicine, based on the demon spawn of I.G. Farben circa Nazi Germany World War II. Do you really want to continue with this charade, this mess? And those who would speak against Ron Paul because he believes in liberty, oh, he's for legalizing drugs, oh, it'll be mayhem. Listen, the drugs that are legal are the deceivers. They're the drugs of the devil. They're the drugs of man. Man created those. We're not talking about that cannabis sativum. This is a plant that God created. Am I talking to people though so they will abuse the plants? No. Anybody that abuses anything, even in creation, is off their rocker to some degree, but usually it's due to imbalances. It's due to deficiencies, nutritional and otherwise, some of which we covered last hour with Christopher Barr. And here they speak, oh, well, Ron Paul is too radical. He wants to cut the Department of Education, the Department of Energy. like we can't exist without the federal government dictating to the American people and every state and all the people in it what to teach their children? This is reality. This is that's the deception. That's the extreme. Those are the radicals. And those radicals are wrong, whereas the radicals like Ron Paul are right and have been right since he started. You can go back 30 years and listen to the things he's been saying in radio, TV, and his speeches, his writings. Hasn't changed. It's the people that are changing now, coming more in line with what we know to be true here, that liberty is the solution to what ails us, not tyranny, medical tyranny, governmental tyranny, whatever. We got moms, housewives, whatever. They're literally going to take their lives in their own hands, their freedom in their own hands to do a raw milk renegade ride. The raw milk riders coming up in a week or so. And this is stunning. These moms are saying, listen, we're going to take some raw milk, real milk, from some farmers in Pennsylvania. We're going to ride it across state lines, which is supposedly against federal law, Interstate Commerce Commission. We can't allow that. And then they're going to drink it on the steps of the FDA. I'd like to be there. It's possible I could be there. But I need your help and support. If you're a company out there, if you're a person that wants to support the efforts to be there and cover that live, I'm going to give you an email address right now. You can send in or find out how to send in support to make that possible. AskRSB@gmail.com if you want to take part in some way to support our efforts to be there and cover that event. AskRSB@gmail.com. We'll plug you into that. This hour, though, we've got a lot more healing to do. As I said, we're going to get Jim Navarro up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Cut, poison, burn. I interviewed him earlier in the week on my Robert Scott Bell Show through naturalnewsradio.com. 6 days a week, you can listen to the voice of health freedom worldwide. Go to robertscottbell.com and we'll plug you into everything. If you'd like to be part of the show, 800-259-5791. Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on. Jim Navarro next.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got lots of healing to do here while we have the time left to do it on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Going to Jim Navarro right now. He's also featured in the documentary film Cut, Poison, Burn. We talked to him earlier in the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio. Jim, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, glad to be back. Good to talk to you again.
It's good to have you on board here. I'm having to cover a little far afield of just the pure quote-unquote health show topic. I never limit myself to that. But I'm so disgusted with those who don't recognize the one guy running for office who would limit the government so that we would have the freedom to live, religiously spiritual lives however we'd like to without interference, including the issue of accessing the food as it's been written about for thousands of years and grown.
I have to agree with you completely. In fact, I was listening for about 5-6 minutes to your dialogue that you were giving the listening audience, and I have to agree completely. Sadly, we've become a country that's become morally bankrupt. Most of the folks are too used to being on the government teat, and we need to get right side up real quick before there's nothing left of our country to salvage.
Yeah, I agree. And listen, unless we roll back the largesse of government on all levels, the foreign and domestic, of course, the freedom that our founders left for us, bestowed to us, whatever you want to say, is something that we've clearly abandoned and we don't deserve it. And I just don't like saying that. But I mean, I'm at this point of acknowledgement where, you know, the people out there are going, Ron Paul, he's too radical. No. What's radical is what has become of this America, the government that has abandoned liberty.
Absolutely. And, you know, sadly, you know, God's word tells us, let your yeas be yeas and your nays be nays. And most Americans have clouded vision now because, you know, as one who has, along with my wife, served in the military, most people don't realize that the armed forces we have today are a result of the original politicians violating our original credos according to the Constitution. We had state militias, regular and irregular, and they could not be forced, according to constitutional law, to fight on foreign soil for government interests, and that's when they brought about the armed services and instituted the draft, and it's been that way ever since.
Yeah, no declaration of war has occurred since so-called World War II, except Nixon declares war on cancer, right? We've heard about war on poverty, war on it. Why war? Have we become a war-loving culture? And if so, what does that say about our lack of understanding of true spirituality?
Well, we've become, sadly, a death culture.
Yeah.
I mean, we use the words war on to embolden ourselves or to create almost a war footing mentality to create the hysteria and get everyone worked up. And, you know, as one that's had a pretty interesting run through life, I can tell you that I'm all about getting back to basics. I mean, it's just, I can look back at when I was young growing up, and the mindset in America is so radically different from what it used to be that it's day and night. And sadly, the youth of today have truly gone from being morally bankrupt to sociopathic in their behavior. Now, I'm not saying that's all young people, but realistically, that's the lion's share of them.
Well, and we could acknowledge the nutrient deficiencies as well, and toxins and heavy metals as well, corrupting the young people. Although there are, you know, those in the natural realm, and that's why I've said for years, Jim, here, that the real revolution will happen because of the people that, you know, are defending our food, our sustenance, if you will. And they will be able to see through the lies and have the energy, because their bodies are healthier, to act on that which they see. Now, you have suffered, as you said, you served in the military as well, but you have suffered as a casualty, if you will, of the war on cancer. Your son Thomas, which is, you know, this story is featured in the film Cut, Poison, Burn.
Yes, my son Thomas became sick. He was then a 4-year-old back in 1999. We had sought out a what would be referred to as a non-conventional modality for him, because obviously as a young child, the side effects and dangers of using what was then standard of care and still continues to be, and that is radiation or chemotherapy, could prove fatal, if not profoundly disabling to him.
Well, yes, and of course, had you known, for instance, we covered last hour, the fact that there's scientific validation verification for 100 years now on the role just of selenium, one trace element, in reversing cancer, not just preventing it, but reversing it. Yet Jonathan Eborn has had to go to court to beat the FDA back 7 times now just to have the freedom to speak a little bit about that. And the FDA gets a disclaimer saying the FDA doesn't agree.
Yeah, and you know, Robert, that's an interesting thing. I mean, when you stop to think about the number of people we have in Washington, which is obviously under 1,000, what is wrong with the other 300 million plus people in the United States?
Yeah.
Are they really that lulled to sleep that they're not willing to stand up and say no more? I mean, at what point? And all we have to do is look back at either Nazi Germany or actually the Spanish Civil War in Spain with Franco. And it is arrogant for us to think it could never happen here.
You're right. You're right. And the next time somebody brings up the FDA, like, but what about the FDA? It's like, I don't give a flip about the FDA anymore. It's enough. They should be banished from planet Earth at this point. They have done enough damage, and they've killed enough people, hundreds of thousands a year, according to even peer-reviewed literature, and that anybody would defend the FDA as part of that death cult that you referenced.
Well, they're not only what I refer to is either air pirates or Kool-Aid drinkers, but I mean, really, the FDA is nothing more than government-sanctioned genocide. And that's how I look at it, completely.
Yeah, you said it much more calmly than I would have.
Well, if you, and I know you and I have been interacting a little bit in the last couple of days, you saw the post I put on Facebook of that precious, precious child that was vaccinated.
Yes.
And what they did to him. And he suffered a long, horrible 9-day journey from the day he was vaccinated until his death. Why aren't they being held criminally liable? And I guarantee you, if we brought back public execution like the old Wild West, wrongdoing would be in short order.
Yeah, you know, the misconception about the old Wild West, so to speak, was that it was wild and lawless. In fact, now, under the common law, there was much less crime compared to today, where you get lost in the court system and the criminals go free, like the vaccinologists, like the Fear and Death Administration bureaucrats, like the Centers for Disease Creation bureaucrats who still defend the use of mercury in vaccinations. These people will burn. I'm sorry. I'm just going to try and calm down here, but it's hard when I see children suffering this way and these people walking free saying, oh, well, that's just fine. We'll sacrifice some kids for the greater good. What is the greater good? That everybody gets chronically ill and cancer and autoimmune diseases because we vaccinated you and you didn't die 9 days after vaccination? This is what we're dealing with. Jim Navarro is my guest here. He's going to be with me this hour talking about not only the documentary film Cut, Poison, Burn, which his story is featured in, but also I want to talk about the raw milk issue. There's a man up in Canada, Michael Schmidt, who's on a hunger strike on this issue. We're going to discuss that as well. Can we support life by remaining alive this time? That's what we want to do. RobertScottBell.com. Lots more healing to go. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Rob.
All right, rocking the health world. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, the United States, and some would say world of health talk radio. We cover things in ways no one else in media does. And, of course, leaving you hopefully more in a positive fashion than when we started, because as much as I can get aggravated, it sounds frustrating, sometimes frightening to people. I was talking to Jim Navarro, my guest right now, and he talked about it in terms of righteous indignation. And, Jim, I appreciate you putting the right words to what I was feeling and what I am feeling about all of these things. I mean, you just watch that movie, Cut, Poison, Burn, and, you know, you'll understand. You lived through it, having lost your young son to the cancer industry, to the regulators who would prohibit you from seeking options that are certainly in line with the natural world of creation, as opposed to that man has become so arrogant as to saying they know what to do.
Absolutely, Robert. And we lived that nightmare for approximately 2.5 years. And the entire time while we were trying to seek a modality that wouldn't harm our son, we had filed with the FDA for what's called a compassionate use exemption. And not only was the initial one put down by the FDA, but we filed 6 appeals, and they just rubber stamped it, no, 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 no. And all along I was asking my wife, what gives them the right to play God in our lives?
Yes.
They don't even know our son. We taught him to walk. We taught him to talk. We taught him to read and write and ride a bicycle. And to the government, he's only a number. He's a faceless name. And they don't care.
No, and this has to change because now we've looked at why are we asking permission where none is required? It was never the intention to have a government that we had to be subservient to. The opposite was true, and restoring that. And again, this is not something we have to wait around. And go, oh, can we please have our rights back? Stop it! Act like an adult. Stop behaving like little, you know, irresponsible children looking for mommy and daddy to hand out. You know, you mentioned being on the pharmaceutical teat, etc. How many children do we have to lose to this insane concept that the government is our mommy and daddy? Now, there's another thing brewing out there, is the raw milk revolution. Many people are recognizing that milk that is pasteurized, pus-filled, RBGH-infested is not real food. And simply, not only here in the United States, but in Canada, there's a guy named Michael Schmidt. What do you know about this story?
Well, I know that for approximately 23, 24 days now, he's been on a hunger strike against Canadian government to be able to have the right to process and distribute raw milk. And as a result, he ran into the government. And they brought him to a dead stop. Now, I have to be honest with you, Robert. The one thing I don't agree with is the hunger strike. Who exactly does that hurt other than the individual? The government sure doesn't care if he goes all the way up to death. It's just one more opposition force they've pushed out of the way.
Well, it's a very important point to make because, listen, why would they care about one guy named Michael Schmidt if they don't care about tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, whether it be Canadians or Americans, that are losing their life to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, right? And I agree with you. I think there are better ways to do it while you're alive than to become the theoretical martyr in this case.
Absolutely, because nobody's going to care. They're not going to remember his name in a week, a month, or a year. And I've tried to interact with him. I've spoken with him. I've tried to, as one who has seen death too often, has lost my own son who died in my arms. It's like, why in the world would you, as a husband, as a father of young children, do this to yourself, to them, more so them than you? I mean, if you choose to end your life, that's your personal decision. I wouldn't want to be in your shoes on Judgment Day.
Right, but we're going to do whatever we can to support
your wife and children.
Yeah, Jim, we're going to do whatever we can to support life legitimately. We're going to do that one more segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jim Navarro, the documentary film I have linked up at robertscottbell.com, Cut, Poison, Burn. Lots more healing to go after this. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen, I understand the concept of the circle of life, right? The continuity, life and death and renewal. I mean, all of it, this exists, but is it necessary for someone like Michael Schmidt, who I do respect for many reasons, that he's been a real champion to, as a farmer and organic biodynamics to support the rights of Canadians, much less anybody around the world, to access real food like raw milk. But is it necessary to sacrifice your life so that others can? You know, it seems different to me, Jim, that, you know, if you're in a battlefield and you sacrifice your life to save, you know, others in that way, as opposed to a hunger strike in this way. Maybe I'm wrong here. Explain to me the nuanced difference here.
No, there's an absolute difference between the two. Obviously, if you sacrifice your life in the process of trying to save another, or the proverbial throwing yourself on a grenade to save your teammates, that's dramatically different. What Michael is doing, unfortunately, in my opinion, is no different than a suicide bomber. I'm angry at the Israeli occupation of Gaza, therefore I'm going to blow up a pizzeria or blow myself up in a crowd of school children or in front of a synagogue. I'm angry my government won't let me drink raw milk and sell it to others, therefore I'm going to kill myself. How much sense does that make?
Well, I mean, that's the thing I want people to understand as well, because, you know, if we are going to affirm life, how can we, you know, say, okay, go ahead and take yourself out of the life chain just so that you bring awareness? No, we can bring awareness to the living with the living. That's what we're doing right now. Mike Adams, Natural News, set to really cover this story and grow and grow and grow it, and we're out creating the old media. And if we talk about dismantling big government, do we necessarily have to take up arms and blow stuff up and kill people, or can we simply withdraw consent, right? Consent of the governed. Stop feeding the beast, much like I talk about starving cancer. Could that not be an as above, so below principle that we are taught by the Creator?
It's absolutely a viable alternative. I mean, I've always said in the past, why don't you just say no? No more. Refuse to participate. It's like saying to the government, I refuse to participate in your ignorance. And we refuse to participate in the madness that you're trying to perpetrate against the people. We have to agree to disagree, which I think we've already done. So now we need to step up and back our play. And killing yourself isn't going to do it.
We refuse. The nullification concept of the 10th Amendment, Jefferson Madison wrote about it, that you don't ask permission and you don't ask the federal government to rule on constitutionality because they're going to pretty much always rule in their own interest of growing the power. Why would you do
always.
That?
Always they'll do that. And do you really want to be to the point, Robert, where they've got a camera in your home and they tell you how many times you can eat and how many times you can chew your food and when to get up and go to the bathroom and what you have to watch on TV and who you can associate with and which books you can read?
It seems that millions of Americans have been wussified to that level, Jim.
Yeah, well, I think that's why God's word compares people to sheep.
Yeah, well,
I mean, who else can be freed from the briar patch just to wander back in at 5 minutes later?
Yeah. Well, that is the free will we have been granted by that which created us. And that's why, in a sense, I'm not here to force my will on anybody else. But if somebody violates my right to life, liberty, property, violates my children by trying to force them to be vaccinated, et cetera, now they've gone too far. And this is where we're talking about the interventionism of government. It isn't that there's no legitimate role to play, but it was in the American Republic, at least, to defend those things, not to violate them.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And sadly, as I was sharing with you off mic during the break, we have here the beginning of absolute madness where they're trying to introduce in the law that that cursive writing will no longer be necessary in public education, in our public schools. And God help us if our children today and tomorrow can't read cursive writing because they will no longer be able to read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence for themselves. And then you have pure madness.
Yeah, it won't be long till they can just write whatever they think they want it to mean and who can read the original stuff. They won't, it's English, but they can't read it because the government schools, I call for separation of government and education because it's government indoctrination, and that's different. So when people are crying, oh, you can't eliminate the Department of Education, Ron Paul, how will we ever learn? Listen, we're not learning. We're being indoctrinated. We're being consumed and spit out to become consumers of worthless junk and devoid of any sense of life and spirituality at this point.
Absolutely. The government is making sure that we are absolutely and positively sociopathic and morally bankrupt. And as long as we, again, stand that government teat, we won't know any better. It's almost like we're becoming collectively Manchurian candidates.
Not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scadabell Show. Jim Navarro, bless you, my friend. We will talk and cover more. I've got one more segment here on the Robert Scadabell Show. All the links are at robertscadabell.com, including a moment of what? Yes, that's right, a moment of Doug coming up related to cancer. Oh, yeah, we're going to break out of that as well. Stay with me. Lots more healing to go.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed.
He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
What have we learned today, American boys and girls and from around planet Earth? Of course, that the power to heal is yours. This is the reminder on the Robert Scott Bell Show every day, 6 days a week, in fact. That selenium, for instance, as a trace mineral, trace element, reverses cancer. And in conjunction with a lot of other minerals that are present in whole, unprocessed foods, the land-based soils have been depleted. We know that. Of course, if we go to the sea vegetation, the sea veg, we would also know that a lot of the minerals that are lacking on the land are still available via the sea. Of course, Japan went and screwed that up because of the nuclear industry and corporatism there, with Pacific Coast, if you will, sea vegetation. I'm concerned about that, but certainly there are sea vegetation that is viable and available to you. We do the sea veg at home here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But there are so many things that are being kept hidden from you that I'm, you know, again, so grateful that you would share the message of health, freedom, and liberty here and let everybody know about the Robert Scott Bell Show, not just once a week here on GCN and whatever radio station you're listening all over planet Earth. You know, those are my friends up at KENI in Alaska. We love you. We know you're up there, and I'm appreciative of all your efforts to spread the word. But also 5 additional days a week through Natural News Radio. Just go to robertscottbell.com, and you'll be plugged into all of that. There are other stories here about pharma. Big pharma needs to leverage the internet. That's because they're losing control. They need to control the internet because you people out there on planet Earth are finding out all the real stuff by not going to MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, etc. And you're going here to the Robert Scott Bell Show to learn about the things that they won't tell you in the ways they would never understand either. Also, there's a story about chronic pain care for women costing $13 billion, yet they make illegal the plants, the medicinal plants of creation in order to synthesize and isolate and intoxicate and make addictive drugs that could be utilized that are non-drugs that are just plants, whether it be cannabis or otherwise. And, of course, there are other stupid absurdities that it only takes, you know, taxpayer-funded science to figure out. And they're so stupid, yet so profitable for the Church of Biological Mysticism. That we could only call them something else, something that we call the
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, this week's Moment of Duh. Actually, they paid for this, but they found out that, what? Exercise helps increase cancer survival. No, they didn't. Robert, do tell. That's right, energy balance. Calories consumed, offset by the number burned, gaining attention by U.S. researchers as a way to reduce cancer rates. According to a surgeon, Dr. David Uys, professor of surgery at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. He said there's a link between, well, being overweight and increased risk of cancer. We just could get them exercising. It's associated with reduced cancer rates. Thanks for that audio there. That's enough for that. But, you know, here's another moment of, I mean, do we really need to spend money to figure out that exercise is good for you? And that, in fact, even people with cancer, if they have some level of exercise, it strengthens their immune system. It increases their oxygen. Oxygen and cancer, they don't get along so well. which is, again, why if you're not also utilizing silver hydrosol, bioactive silver hydrosol, in terms of, I don't mean the cancer cure, but the fact that it oxygenates your white blood cells so well, that you're missing out on another aspect of overcoming cancer by supporting the regeneration of your immune system. And, of course, selenium coming in, the sea vegetation coming in, the detoxification. You know, it covered, the story of obesity. Being overweight by in and of itself, if you're eating healthy food, just too much of it, is not going to kill you necessarily, much less give you a zillion chronic diseases. There are healthy, overweight people. And I know the fitness people hate me when they say, Robert, you're annoying me. I liked you up until that point. Now you're arguing for obesity. No, I'm not. But I know people that simply eat a lot of food. They love food, but they're eating organic whole foods, and they happen to carry more weight than I do, a lot more in some cases. And they are not suffering from high, quote-unquote, cholesterol. Not that that's a problem, as I've said before here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that higher levels of cholesterol, in fact, is correlated with longevity, better cognitive function, youthfulness, energy, all of the things that are necessary. And so being overweight is not in and of itself a disease. Yes, there is something called morbid obesity, and those in America that are largely obese are not due to the reasons I've just described, simply because you want to overeat good food. It's because they're eating refined foods, too much of them. Of course, there's not even one bite is almost too much of that, but refined foods to the point of they're starving their body of the essential trace elements, essential nutrients. And, of course, in that case, they're gaining, they're holding on to the fat to dilute the toxic burden of processed foods, of additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, and, of course, the digestive corruption due to vaccination, due to antibiotic use. And there's another story here. I'm going to have to cover some of these tomorrow on there. By the way, tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show, my 500th guest! Over the years I've been doing this, I count each guest once. If they've been on the show a bunch of times, like Chris Barr, he doesn't count as 10 or 15 or 100. It's one. And I finally reached the number 500. And we're going to achieve that tomorrow on Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You want to find out who it is, you got to subscribe at naturalnewsradio.com, put your email address there, and, of course, robertscottbell.com. See the news notes that go in every day, or at least 6 days a week. But hospitals are trying to reduce antibiotic resistance. And Dr. Bitar and I will talk about another thing about mercury. They're concerned about the ban of mercury, what that means for vaccines. But this story is amazing. I don't have much time, but hospital programs to reduce antibiotic resistance and their programs to do that is working. What are they doing? Are they stopping antibiotics? Are they using silver hydrosol? No, nothing like that. Their stewardship guidelines are intending to prevent more antibiotic resistance. What are they doing? The stewardship. They're not stopping antibiotics at all. They're trying to say, can we reduce them just a little bit? Yeah, that's right. That's all they're going to do. Use the same damn antibiotics that cause the same damn resistance, and they're going to use it just a little teeny weeny bit less. And we're going to say, we've achieved it. They've not stopped it. They've created abominable new microbes on planet Earth, never before in existence. But God didn't create those. Man did. And, of course, we are humble enough to acknowledge that we don't have all the answers, but we just honor that which created us all so we can look for our answers there. That's what we do. Because that's where healing exists. That's where it inhabits. Will it inhabit you, that kind of healing? I don't know. Well, I hope so. But that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show every day. Remember, this is a place to come for health, freedom, and liberty every weekend, 6 days a week. In the meantime, here until tomorrow, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.